You're listening to the Holy Bible One Year Challenge with Master Storyteller Michael Wood, featuring the easy-to-read version and used by permission from Bible League International. Enjoy the show!
Hello, everyone. Welcome to day 324. We're continuing in the book of Ezekiel, and we hear judgment against Gog and Magog. So Gog is the leader, the king, and the area is Magog. We don't know a lot about these people other than they're referred to throughout history by sources outside of the Bible as barbarian tribes. Even Alexander the Great had to build a wall to defend against them. So the Israelites have been rescued from captivity. They've returned to their land. And now Gog threatens their stability by attacking them. But this is all in God's plan. Now there is debate on whether this Gog and from Magog is a thing that will happen in the immediate future of the Israelites, or if it's something far more distant and cosmic, almost like a final battle in the apocalypse of Revelation. Perhaps after listening to Ezekiel 38 and 39, you can draw your own conclusion. We're also continuing in the New Testament, in the Gospel of James, and he warns us not to judge others. And to finally, let God make the plans for your life. Basically, you go and pray for God's will and the things you want to do. We're also reading Proverbs chapter 28. And in verse 9, it says that when people do not listen to God's teachings, he does not listen to their prayers. If you enjoy the show, visit me at patreon.com/storymaster. You'll find the link in the description box below. By contributing as little as $1 per month, you will enable me to continue this ministry. And you'll get cool rewards, too. Together, we're going to get through the Bible in 1 year. Let's get started. Ezekiel 38, the message against Gog. The Lord spoke to me.
Son of man, look towards Gog in the land of Magog. He is the most important leader of the nations of Meshech and Tubal. Speak for me against Gog. Give him this message from the Lord God. Gog, you are the most important leader of the nations of Meshech and Tubal. But I am against you. I will capture you and bring you back. I will bring back all the men in your army, all the horses and horsemen. I will put hooks in your mouths. And I will bring all of you back. All the soldiers will be wearing their uniforms with all their shields and swords. Soldiers from Persia, Ethiopia, and Put will be with you. They will all be wearing their shields and helmets. Also joining you will be the troops from the lands of Gomer and Beth-Togarmah from the far north. And many others will be with you. Be prepared. Yes, prepare yourself. And the armies that have joined with you. You must watch and be ready. After a long time, you will be called for duty. In the future, you will march into Israel, a land that has been healed from war. The people there were gathered from many nations and brought back to the mountains of Israel, their homeland that had long been in ruins. They have come back from those nations, and now they live in peace in their own land. But you will come to attack them. You will come like a storm. You will come like a thundercloud covering the land. You and all your soldiers from many nations will come to attack them.
This is what the Lord God says.
At that time, an idea will come into your mind. You will begin to make an evil plan. You will say,
I will go and attack the country that has towns without walls. The people there live in peace and think they are safe. There are no walls around the cities to protect them. They don't have any locks on their gates. They don't even have gates. I will defeat them and take all their valuable things away from them. I will fight against the places that were destroyed, but now have people living in them. I will fight against the people who were gathered from the nations. Now they have cattle and property in the best location on earth.
Sheba, Dedan, and merchants of Tarshish and all the cities they trade with will ask you,
did you come to steal their treasures? Did you gather your soldiers to come and take away silver, gold, cattle, and property? Did you think that you would be able to take all those valuable things?
Son of man, speak to God for me. Tell him that this is what the Lord God says. You will come to attack my people while they are living in peace and safety. You will come from your place out of the far north, and you will bring many people with you. All of them will ride on horses. You will be a large and powerful army. You will come like a thundercloud covering the land and fight against my people Israel. That's when I will show the nations my power by bringing you against my land. They will see what I do to you, God, and they will know that I am the Holy Lord God.
This is what the Lord God says.
At that time, people will remember that I spoke about you in the past through my servants, the prophets of Israel. They will remember that the prophets of Israel spoke for me in the past and said that I would bring you to fight against them. At that time, God will come to fight against the land of Israel. I will show my anger.
This is what the Lord God says.
In my jealousy and fierce anger, I make this promise. There will be a strong earthquake in the land of Israel. At that time, all living things will shake with fear. The fish in the sea, the birds in the air, the wild animals in the fields, and all the little creatures crawling on the ground will shake with fear. The mountains will fall down, and the cliffs will break apart. Every wall will fall to the ground on the mountains of Israel.
Says the Lord God,
I will call for every kind of terror against God. His soldiers will be so afraid that they will attack each other and kill each other with their swords. I will punish God with diseases and death. I will cause hailstones, fire, and sulfur to rain down on him and his armies from many nations. Then I will show how great I am. I will prove that I am holy. Many nations will see me do these things. Then they will know that I am the Lord.
Ezekiel 39, the death of Gog and his army.
Son of man, speak against Gog for me. Tell him that this is what the Lord God says. Gog, you are the most important leader of the countries Meshech and Tubal, but I am against you. I will capture you and bring you back from the far north. I will bring you to fight against the mountains of Israel, but I will knock your bow from your left hand and your arrows from your right hand. You will be killed on the mountains of Israel. You, your army, and all the other nations with you will be killed in the battle. I will give you as food to every kind of bird that eats meat and to all the wild animals. You will not enter the city. You will be killed out in the open fields. I have spoken.
This is what the Lord God says.
I will send fire against Magog and those people living along the coast. They think they are safe, but they will know that I am the Lord. And I will make my holy name known among my people Israel. I will not let people ruin my holy name anymore. The nations will know that I am the Lord. They will know that I am the Holy One in Israel. That time is coming. It will happen.
This is what the Lord God says.
That is the day I am talking about.
At that time, people living in the cities of Israel will go out to the fields. They will collect the enemy's weapons and burn them. They will burn all the shields, bows and arrows, clubs and spears, and use them as firewood for 7 years. They will not have to gather wood from the fields or chop firewood from the forests, because they will use the weapons as firewood. They will take the valuable things from the soldiers who wanted to steal from them. They will take the good things
from the soldiers who took good things from them. This is what the Lord God says.
At that time, I will choose a place in Israel to bury Gog. He will be buried in the Valley of the Travelers, east of the Dead Sea. We'll block the road for travelers, because Gog and all his army will be buried in that place. So people will then call it the Valley of Gog's Army. It will take 7 months for the people of Israel to bury them. They must do this to make the land pure. The common people will bury the enemy soldiers. The people will become famous on the day that I bring honor to myself.
This is what the Lord God says. Workers will be given a full-time job burying the dead soldiers to make the land pure. The workers will work for 7 months, and then they will go around looking for more dead bodies. They will go around looking, and if anyone sees a bone, a marker will be put up by it. The marker will stay there until the grave diggers come and bury the bone in the Valley of Gog's Army, near a city named Army. In this way, they will make the land pure. This is what the Lord God says.
Son of man, speak to all the birds and wild animals for me. Tell them, come here, come here, gather around. Come eat this sacrifice I am preparing for you. There will be a very big sacrifice on the mountains of Israel. Come eat the meat and drink the blood. You will eat the meat from the bodies of powerful soldiers and drink the blood from world leaders. They will be like rams, lambs, goats, and fat bulls from Bashan. You can eat all the fat you want and drink blood until you are full. You will eat and drink my sacrifice, which I will kill for you. You will have plenty of meat to eat at my table. There will be horses and chariot drivers, powerful soldiers, and all the other fighting men.
This is what the Lord God says.
I will let the other nations see what I have done, and they will begin to respect me. They will see my power that I used against the enemy. Then, from that day on, the people of Israel will know that I am the Lord their God. And the nations will know why the people of Israel were taken away as captives. They will know that it was because my people turned against me, and that's why I turned away from them. I gave them to their enemies to defeat them and kill them all in battle. They sinned and made themselves filthy. So I punished them for the things they did. I turned away from them and refused to help them.
So this is what the Lord God says.
Now I will bring the descendants of Jacob back from captivity. I will have mercy on all the people of Israel. I will do all I can to protect my holy name. The people will forget their shame and all the times they turned against me. They will live in safety on their own land. No one will make them afraid. I will bring my people back from other countries. I will gather them from the lands of their enemies. Then many nations will see how holy I am. They will know that I am the Lord their God. That is because I made them leave their homes and go as captives to other countries. But then I gathered them again and brought them back to their own land. I will pour out my spirit on the people of Israel, and I will never turn away from my people again.
This is what the Lord God says.
James chapter 4. Give yourselves to God. Do you know where your fights and arguments come from? They come from the selfish desires that make war inside you. You want things, but you don't get them. So you kill and are jealous of others, but you still cannot get what you want. So you argue and fight. You don't get what you want because you don't ask God. Or when you ask, you don't receive anything because the reason you ask is wrong. You only want to use it for your own pleasure. You people are not faithful to God. You should know
that loving what the world has is the same as hating God. So anyone who wants to be friends with this evil world becomes God's enemy. Does what the scriptures say about this mean nothing to you? Do you think the spirit he put in us should be ruled by jealous desires? Of course not. But you can expect God to give you something greater. As the scriptures say, God is against those who are proud, but he shows favor to those who are humble. So give yourselves to God. Stand against the devil, and he will run away from you. Come near to God, and he will come near to you. You are sinners, so clean sin out of your lives. You are trying to follow God and the world at the same time. Make your thinking pure. Be sad, be sorry, and cry. Change your laughter into crying. Change your joy into sadness. Be humble before the Lord, and he will make you great. You are not the judge. Brothers and sisters, don't say anything against each other. If you criticize your brother or sister or judge them, you are criticizing and judging the law they follow. And when you are judging the law, you are not a follower of the law. You have become a judge. God is the one who gave us the law, and he is the judge. He is the only one who can save and destroy. So it is not right for you to judge anyone. Let God plan your life. Some of you say,
today or tomorrow, we will go to some city. We will stay there for a year, do business, and make money.
Listen, think about this. You don't know what will happen tomorrow. Your life is like a fog. You can see it for a short time, but then it goes away. So you should say, if the Lord wants, we will live and do this or that. But now you are proud and boast about yourself. All such boasting is wrong. If you fail to do what you know is right, you're sinning.
Proverbs chapter 28, verses 7 through 17.
A smart son obeys the laws, but a son who spends time with worthless people brings shame to his father. If you get rich by charging high interest rates, your wealth will go to someone who is kind to the poor. When people do not listen to God's teachings, he does not listen to their prayers. Those who plan to hurt good people will fall into their own traps, but good things will happen to those who are good. The rich always think they are wise, but a poor person who is wise can see the truth. When good people become leaders, everything is great. But when the wicked rise to power, everyone hides. Whoever hides their sins will not be successful. Whoever confesses their sins and stops doing wrong will receive mercy. Great blessings belong to those who are careful to avoid sin. But stubborn people will have plenty of troubles. An evil ruler over those who are helpless is like an angry lion or a charging bear. A foolish ruler hurts the people under him, but a ruler who hates wrong will rule for a long time. A murderer will never have peace. Don't support such a person.
Thank you, everyone. That was day 324. Join us for day 325. Continuing in the book of Ezekiel, we'll be reading chapter 40. Ezekiel gets taken to a high mountain and meets a mysterious stranger, a man who's completely made out of bronze. Brought a roll of measuring tape with him, but to measure what exactly? And we'll be finishing the book of James. What does James have to say about wealth? And who should we look to as examples of great Christians? And what if you're too sick to go to church? And he finishes by telling us something to never stop doing, no matter what. We hope you enjoyed today's verses. Be sure to leave us a positive review and to share this podcast with your friends and family. Please join us for the next episode as we experience the Bible in 1 year.
Did you know we offer online courses in creative writing, literature, and web design? Visit us at storymaster.online to learn more.